Hi. Hey, my name is Alex. I am your neighbor. I live like two doors down that way. I really hope I'm not bothering you. I'm so sorry if I am. But yeah, my power has been out for like going on like 6 hours now. And I was just wondering if I could come in for a few minutes and or I could just drop my phone off with you and if I could charge it. Yeah, really? Are you sure? I really don't want to impose. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. I called the power company a couple of times. Actually, more like 20 times. And yeah, they said there's like some outage in the area, and I don't know. Obviously, it's not affecting everyone, so it's not like a huge priority to them, apparently. So yeah, they said they were gonna send someone out soon, but yeah, like I said, it's been about 6 hours now, so. Yeah, I was just like sitting in the dark, in my place. I mean, I have, a few candles and things, but yeah, I was kind of losing my mind already. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Can I just I'll just sit on the couch if that's okay? Okay, yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Charger. I'll just plug that in right here. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, great. Yeah. It's been kind of a crazy day. I'm Alex, by the way. Did I already say that? I'm sorry, my head is like all over the place. I'm so scrambled. Yeah, I got home from work and the power was out, so I was like trying to figure out what to do about my food and the refrigerator, and I was trying to like take care of my dog, and of course I had not charged my laptop or my phone or anything, so yeah, I'm pretty much living in the dark ages over there. So looks like you were, I don't know, playing some video games or something when I knocked. Nice. Nice. You can totally like keep going about your night. Like I said, really don't want to bother you. I'll just I could actually I should probably just drop my phone off here and I should probably go back and really? You don't mind? You want me to stay? Okay. I appreciate that. Like I said, it's completely pitch black over there, so yeah, it sucks. So how long have you lived here in this neighborhood? Cool. Yeah, it's really nice, right? I moved here about 4 years ago, and I've been in this one house this entire time because yeah, I really loved it so much. There's just like so much charm, because they at least mine was built in like the early 1940s, so yeah, it like has all this like, kind of old world charm to it. And yours does too, clearly. I really like you have a lot of like really interesting features. Looks like you've like updated yours though. And it looks really nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, I feel like I feel like I see you all the time, I'm like I said, I have a dog. I'm always walking it, and I don't know why this is the first time I've, talk to you. yeah, I always, you know, anytime I see you drive by, I kind of always, I do that thing. I'm like, oh, I should talk to them. And then I just, like, never do. So, sorry about that. And, I mean, it's hard schedules too, you know. I noticed that you're gone, like, you know, in the evenings mostly. So, it's usually when I'm home, being a homebody, so... Do you work at night or you go out or? Oh, cool, yeah. Nice. Yeah. I work downtown. Yeah, just you know, a little office job kind of thing. It's not really all that interesting. Wait. I mean, if you really want to hear about it, it's like, I work for a nonprofit, so, basically I just, you know, answer emails a lot. I'm in meetings, like, I don't know, probably like 70% of the time, so, yeah, that can get kind of exhausting. But, no, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I really like it. Yeah, it's fun work. Do you live alone here? Yeah, cool. Yeah, I do too. It's nice, right? Yeah, you know, I was like totally scared that when I moved in by myself, because I'd lived with roommates for like most of my life, I was really scared that I was gonna be like super lonely and that it was gonna be like really isolating or something, but, I don't know, I actually really enjoy it. Yeah, it's, like, the privacy, obviously, is really nice, and, you know, I can, like, watch whatever I want on TV and, like, listen to whatever music I want, like, out loud, you know? I just like having, you know, my own schedule and, like, I don't have to, like, I don't have to abide by someone else's or, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, now I'm, like, addicted to it. I love living alone. And now I know, you know, I've got a new friend in you. So, yeah, if I get lonely, I'm just gonna come knock on your door again. I'm just kidding, by the way. That was awkward. So, yeah. What do you like to do for fun? That's cool. Nice, yeah. Are you dating someone or? No. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, me neither. Yeah, it's kind of hard with work and I don't know. I have a dog too, like I said, so I feel like I'm kind of always, you know, either at home or at work and I don't know. It's not a lot of opportunity for dating and meeting new people in there, so. Yeah, I mean, I would if I could, you know, it's not like I'm avoiding dating or something, but, I don't know. I just haven't really met that person. But anyway, let me check how much battery my phone has. Okay. Yeah, it's doing good. Yeah, this stupid outage. God, I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't come back on soon. Oh, no, come on, you really don't have to offer that. No, I couldn't. That's really sweet of you, but, no, I couldn't put you out like that. Well, I mean, it is a very comfortable couch, I must admit, so, your offer is tempting. Okay, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. I do seriously really appreciate it. Yeah, this whole thing just really sucks. So yeah, go ahead. Seriously, I don't mind. Go. Yeah, play away. Play your game. I actually really like watching people play video games. Yeah, I'm like really terrible at them, so I find it much more enjoyable to actually watch someone who's good at it. So yeah, what is this? Is this like a first person shooter game or something? Okay. Yeah, I obviously have no clue at all about video games. I see. Okay. An RPG. Got it. And that's you? That's your character? Cool. I like the armor. Yeah, what is that? Like dragon bone or something? Dragon scale? Cool. Very cool. Ooh. You should go that way. Yeah, what's in there? That's like a cave, right? Or like a tunnel or something? Treasure? Okay, you have to go in there. I must see what treasure lies in there. Oh no. Oh no. What is that? Is that like a zombie? Are these zombies? What are these, like, undead skeletons or something? Okay. Well, let's see. I have about 50% on my phone now. You know, I'm just gonna stick my head out the front door and, see if I can see from here if the power is back on. And if it isn't, then I will accept your offer of a couch to sleep on tonight. Okay. Okay, let me just go check. Okay, yeah, looks like we are having a sleepover tonight. Yeah, it's not on. Yeah, it sucks. And yeah, like I said, the power company, I mean, they still haven't called me back. Like, it's been so long. I'm so upset. But it's fine. I'll just add it to the list of things to deal with, right? Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. So, blankets are in there, in the closet? Okay. Pillows too. Nice. Okay. Well, hey, listen, this has been a, eventful night. But, I'm really glad we finally met and that, we're finally, you know, getting to know each other a little bit. Yeah, I bet you never thought that the first time you met me, I would be sleeping on your couch that night. Yeah. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. You'll be upstairs? Great. Okay. Well, good night. Thanks again. I'll see you in the morning, I guess.